Hey, it's Lisa Carlin from Attacking Third to tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. It's equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend. The Hyundai Santa Fe features available all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, plus available dual wireless charging pads, ensuring that you can take on any adventure. It's ski season, and with the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, I can easily load the car with all my gear plus my friends in the third row and make it right to the base of the slopes with all-wheel drive. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Welcome into Attacking Third, a CBS Sports Soccer podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Roman, broadcaster and analyst for CBS Sports. Sandra cannot be here today, but that's all right because I have two incredible guests with me for today's episode. I am very excited about this. Before we get into it, though, I want to remind everyone that you can subscribe to Attacking Third on YouTube for all of our exclusive interviews and get alerts for when we go live, youtube.com/attackingthird. I said it, two special guests today, and we are so happy that they are here with us. The first one, with Inter Milan, Norwegian national team defender Anja Sundstevold is here, as well as midfielder and captain of the Hungarian national team, and also with Inter Milan, Henrietta Csistad. Anja, Henrietta, welcome. How are you both?
We are fine. Thank you.
Happy nice to be here.
Well, welcome to the show and welcome to the United States. You have touched down in Texas. Anja, you've been to the United States before, but you're in Texas now. You mentioned it's a little hot. How's the humidity in Texas?
Yeah, I heard it was hot here, but when I walked out this morning about 8 o'clock and felt the humidity, it was a bit of a shock, but give us a couple of days and we'll get over it.
Luckily, you do have a day or two. Your first match isn't until Wednesday, and we're speaking on Monday here. But Henrietta, your first time in the United States, welcome. How is your experience so far?
Thank you very much. Yes, that's true. This is the first time that I'm here, so I'm super excited. So I just can't wait to start the days and the game.
A very long flight to get here, but you have made it. And this is also Inter Milan's first international tour. Currently, you're in Brownville, Texas, and you're preparing for a few matches. So coming to Texas, and you'll be in New York playing friendlies. This is early stages of preseason for Inter women. So you're just getting your feet a little wet with competition. Anja, for you, how important is it to play these friendlies during your preseason, especially in the United States?
Yeah, it's very important. It's about 2 weeks until our season kicks off, and we want to play against a good team so we can prepare well. And being here in the United States where women's football is something else, it's real special, actually.
It is very special, and we're happy to have you. For you, Henrietta, you're playing Wednesday. You'll play a match August 12th against Club Deportivo Guadalajara, a Mexican side. But this competition is happening in the U.S. What are you expecting during this match? Let's start with the environment. You're playing in the United States. Is there anything you're expecting there?
Yeah. So it just feels crazy. So I just can't believe that we are here with Inter. So it's such a big moment for us and also for the club, because this is the first time that the club is doing like a international tour. So I think it's going to be a very, very tough game.
especially because we are, I think, in the third week of preparation. And we know that our opponent is already in the championship. They had 6 games. So it's going to be very tough.
Is there anything you are expecting to see from this Mexican side in terms of tactics or how they might play, or honestly, even the physicality, because they are towards the end of their season and you are just in the start of yours?
Yeah, I mean, they're Mexican, so I guess they are technical players. And as Henrietta said, they are already in the season, so I guess they are in a good physical shape as well. And they have a real good player in the captain, top scorer, well-known player. So it's going to be a tough game, but we are really looking forward to it. It's a good test for us ahead of our season.
It is a very good test for them as well as you prepare for this. And Inter is still in the preseason and preparing for the preseason. So, Henrietta, I'm going to ask you, how is the overall preseason going? I know you're at the very beginning of it, but how has the first few weeks been, or few days and week?
Yeah, it's been tough to get back to work. Of course, after holidays, it's always a little bit hard for us. But that's normal. And as I said, we are in the third week. So it's getting the intensity is getting higher and higher. Last week, we had a game against Parma. We could win the game. So that was a good start for us. And let's hope for a better continue.
Anya, knowing that you already played that game against Parma, and congrats on the win. It's always good to start off the preseason like that. What are the top three things that Inter is focusing on in how you want to play football this year as a team?
Wow, that's a huge question. I don't know. We were a pretty new team last year with a new staff and many new players. And we ended on a 5th place. A little bit disappointed about that, so we want to do it better this season. So I guess we're going to focus on both offensive and defensive stuff.
Yeah,
so it's important to have these days together here in Texas.
When you look at the offensive side of things, and especially for you, Henrietta, scoring goals and getting into the attack and being part of that influence in with the ball and having possession, is there any specific style that comes to mind when you think of how Inter plays?
Yeah, we play a very combinative play. So our coach was also a striker. So this is our style, how she played, I think, also in the national team and in Italy. So, yeah, we like to keep the ball, to have the ball and combinate, create chances. Yeah.
When you look at the overall goals for the team and then kind of hone in on individual performances and individual goals that you have. I mean, Henrietta, for you, this is your second season with Inter, and Anya mentioned a bit of a building year last year. When you look at yourself stepping onto the field every day, what goals do you have for you this season?
Yeah, I want to take more responsibility like last year. Last year was my first year, so I think I couldn't show everything what I can off and on the pitch. So this is my next step, I think, to take more responsibility, to help the younger ones. Also, we want to arrive to the international level. So it's going to be a huge step. And also, every team, they have so many good players and new players. So, yeah, it's going to be very tough, but I'm looking forward to it.
Being that leader, taking that next step and leveling up, it sounds like the perfect year to do that. So we will be watching and continuing on that one. Anya, for you, I mean, you were with the team last year, so now your second season with Inter. As someone who's a bit more defensive-minded, maybe than Henrietta, are there any personal goals for you this season when you look at the year?
Yeah, even though I'm a defender, I'm a fullback, and I like to be very offensive. So as Henrietta, I want to take more responsibility on off the pitch, and I also want to have more points. Like I want to do assists, I want to score goals as well. So I really want to, be more offensive and make sure we win more games.
I love that. I was a fullback and a defender as well when I played, and it's hard to get those assists and get those points, but you can do it, especially when you set your mind to it. That's honestly the first step. So for Americans that are watching and listening to this interview and coming to your match on Wednesday and seeing you in New York, watching you in person, perhaps for the very first time, what is it they can expect to see from you, Anya, personally on the pitch?
As I said, I like to be offensive, so they can expect me to run up and down the field and hopefully get an assist or two, and just play with joy and show the enthusiasm of Inter being here in the US.
Henrietta, what's your go-to move on the pitch or your preferred scenario that fans can expect to see you in?
Yeah. At first, like Anya said, I just want to enjoy every moment what we spend here in the US. This is the most important for me. And of course, if you have joy, you can play better and you can show your skills. For me, I want to play creative, like the Italian style. So I want to help the team with my key passes. It would be nice to score.
Well, it sounds like when you step on the field on Wednesday, you both just need to take a deep breath, look around, take in the environment, because how special is this for sure? So the friendlies in America, and then you head back to Italy and just about 2 weeks before the season starts. It's around the corner. It's practically here. How was the off season leading up to this? I know it's been a quick preseason, but when you look back to last year and then your time off, and now as you look to reset, Henrietta, for you, how was the last 6 months for you?
Last 6 months, we had a lot of games, and also for me with the national team, a lot of appearances. So it was very tough. And now the off season was also a little bit weird because we had a lot of players from the Euros. They played at the Euros, so the complete team was not together until now. So we are now getting together, and we have to work also on the team spirit. But I think we are on a good way, and it's the game on Wednesday. It's gonna be a huge step for us, I think, as a team.
It definitely will. And you mentioned all of the internationals and the Euros happening. Both of you are also internationals. For you, Henrietta, you are with the Hungarian national team. And Anya, you are with Norway playing internationally. Knowing that you still have international competition ahead of you, especially for you, Anya, in just a few weeks, you're starting with Inter and you're also going to be continuing to fight for a World Cup spot. How do you balance both club and international play?
Sometimes it can be difficult to, travel back in home and sometimes it's a national team camp once a month. So it's hard to combine sometimes, but at the same time, the national team breaks make you have a little break from your everyday life. And so it's always nice to come back to Inter and come maybe with some new energy. And so it's also fun. I feel privileged that I can do both.
Yes, for sure. It's such an honor to do both. How do your roles differ from club to country? Is there a mindset switch, whether it's different tactically or formationally? Anya, I'll start with you. Is there a big difference playing for a club and country in your specific role?
Yes. In Italy, there's more technical players that challenge me, like 1v1 challenges. But in home in Norway, it's more tactical, I feel, more team, not team spirit, but it's more tactical than technical, mm-hmm. like it is in Italy.
Yeah, that's a tough switch to kind of go back and forth with. Henrietta, for you, when you go between club and country, is there anything that the biggest thing that is the difference? Yeah, you're nodding your head a lot here.
Actually, it's a big difference between the Italian style and not the Hungarian style, but we have a woman German coach. So her style is a little bit tough. So we have to be always focused and concentrated and to be precise like Germans. So it's a little bit different, and also how we play. A little bit more tactic than technique, but the good thing is that we can mix a little bit the technique and also the tactic. Yes.
So when you mix a little bit, and now as you even play against Mexican competition, do you think you'll add a little bit of the Mexican flair into your type of style, or how do you mixing these?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question, though. It's like in the defense, you have to be always focused, and you have to be concentrated. But like in the offense, you can be creative. You can play. Yeah, almost whatever you want and how you want. So yeah, just to be creative.
Yeah, very creative. I'm excited to watch it. So preseason is here. We've got friendlies coming up for Inter Women, and then the season starts. And with the start of a new season, there can be new routines, but you can also stick to some of your old ones. So Anya, I'll start with you. Before you play these first friendlies in the United States and you get set for the season with Inter, what is your game day routine? When you show up to the training facility, when you're in the locker room, are you eating a certain food or listening to a specific type of music? What do you do on game day?
I feel that I don't have any special routines, but every time we start talking about it, I have some routines. So I don't know, waking up, having a good breakfast. We always have like an activation session with our physical trainer. And then we have meeting and a match meal, and then we're just heading to the stadium.
So, Harrietta, for you, do you do anything specific? You put your left boot on first before your right or anything like that?
Well, yeah, there are some things, but I won't tell you. But, for me, it's the most important thing is the breakfast before the game, and also the activation to get in the shape and everything. Food is quite important, and to be quiet, be calm, and focused.
So what's the food? What's your go-to meal, your favorite meal to eat on game day?
Oat milk, I would say. Yeah. Banana, pancakes.
Ooh, yeah. Anya, what about for you?
I mean, we live in Italy, so guess what we eat for pre-match meal? It's always pasta. But I like it. Even though we have a game early, I have pasta for breakfast, so...
At 10 o'clock,
and I scored a goal, so I think that's the perfect pregame meal.
I agree completely. Pasta at 10 a.m. for breakfast is. What do you put on your pasta? Have you learned any new tricks and trades since being in Italy?
No, it's pasta and tomato sauce and parmesan, of course. But here they don't mix the dishes. But I also always put chicken with the pasta.
And then, of course, the Italians look very weird.
Yeah. But you say you mix the pasta.
But I scored, so maybe they start to do the same.
Yeah. Everybody should start like this.
Everybody should start doing it. You've scored. Mix your chicken with your pasta and your tomato sauce. That sounds delicious. I might need to go and grab me some pasta right now before the game. Harrietta, Anya, thank you both so much for joining us and for being here. Good luck with your friendlies in the United States. You can watch them in Texas and then they'll head to New York. And good luck with the 2022-2023 season with Inter Milan. We also want to thank all of our listeners so much for joining us. You can follow us on Twitter at Attacking Third for more. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere that you listen to your podcast. We're also available as video. You can subscribe to us on youtube.com/Attacking Third. We'll be back with more this week. For Lisa Roman, Anya, and Harrietta, this was Attacking Third.
Hello, everyone. It's Michael Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.